Okay, we'll call to order Board of Works for June 26th. Need approval of the June 12th minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Department head reports, fire department.
Hello. Sonny Pinkstaff, Chief Vincent's Fire Department. So far, year to date, we're at 1,220 emergency responses. We are going full steam with the grant that I informed you and the council about last meeting. Excuse me. I was also going to advise the Board of Works that at the council meeting this evening, I will be going before them for additional appropriation for overtime. Proud to announce that Zach Westfall has applied for and been accepted to the National Fire Academy Officer Advancement Class. That's quite an honor to be accepted into that. Zach also is our director and heads the Project Lifesaver. To refresh everybody on that, that's to for our cognitively impaired citizens. And we have also happy to announce that we have brought Steen Township on as a satellite department underneath us. They do have one client within their jurisdiction that is in need of this service, so they are being brought on underneath us as a satellite department. So we will be providing their training, and they will they actually have to purchase the equipment through us, which they have given us the money for that, and I have turned that in to the clerk treasurer, and then we've got it ordered and it's in, so I will be paying for that equipment for Steen Township, and we'll get them up and going here within the next couple weeks, hopefully. And I'm also happy to announce our newest probationary firefighter hiree, Mr. Mark McCormick. Mr. McCormick, would you please come up here? David, I'm sorry. Yeah, that'd be bad, wouldn't it? David was originally sworn in on June 15th of 2017 after we got his paperwork back in. That was his official swear-in, but we are now going to do a public swear-in for David McCormick.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me.
And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up is Inspector.
Bob Cooper, City Inspector, from 522.
Drum roll, please.
Yeah.
Today, we've had 154 violations, 34 grass violations.
No.
That could be the reason.
There we go.
Inspecting that. And it's an inspector.
Lori, you're next.
You're my back out. That's why I'm walking funny. Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. So right now in the shelter, we have about 30 cats and 32 dogs. Lots of those cats being of the kitten, very young cats. We've got about half of those in our ready-to-adopt area, and then the other half is in our isolation area until they get a little bit older. And then on top of that, we have several cats in foster homes, people in the community that are being kind enough to take some of our cats in because we're out of cages. So we are still pleading for the community to take cats home until they're about 8 weeks old so that we can adopt them out. This year so far, we've taken in 497 animals and we've done 265 adoptions. Indianapolis does a mega adoption event twice a year, and they typically only invite shelters and rescues from Indianapolis. This year, my staff was kind of watching that alliance page for Indiana Animal Shelters, and they needed another shelter to step up last minute and take some animals to Indianapolis. We took 17 animals last minute. They were all adopted within 2 hours. They were great adoptions. It's a really wonderful event that they have. They have veterinarians there that check the animals in and make sure you've got all the paperwork, and there's applications, and then there's the same adoption fee for all of the animals. So that was really great. We were able to adopt out 17 of our animals, so our shelter is looking really good. Yeah. That's it.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Cemetery, Danny Wilson.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. For the month of May, we had 13 total regular interments, or we had 8 regular interments and 5 cremations for a total of 13. So far in June, we've had 14 regular interments and 5 cremations for a total of 19. So far in 2017, we've had a total of 98 interments and cremations at the cemetery. A total known interments to date at the City Cemetery would be 35,541. And why I'm here, the cemetery also has a vehicle that we'd like to declare surplus and open up for bids and sell it. It's a 1999 Chevy Suburban that we purchased used in 2007. It's in rather poor shape. I don't know the legalities of what else we have to do.
We just need to make a motion that we can advertise.
When we had the praise, when we bought the new truck, they were going to give us $500 trade, and it is in rather poor shape. But a question, the cemetery board has to approve that. I mean, they said it, but I don't think they have it in their minutes and stuff. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Make a motion to approve the surplus sale.
No second. All okay. In favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
gentlemen.
Move to old business. Resident-only parking sign, 826 Perry Street, Colleen Bennett.
I'm Colleen Bennett, 826 Perry Street, and met here on the last meeting, and nothing's been.
Okay.
Police department checked on those vehicles, and they are all licensed properly. Right. And you remember that there's a $100
right.
fee, and then.
Okay, so I make a motion to approve the resident-only parking sign at 826 Perry Street.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
And it'll take a few days so they can do the locate and stuff before they move to new business. Resident-only parking sign, 207 South 8th Street. Go free.
I was hoping to get a resident parking sign out there. Parking just gets really congested right through the area. I don't have a driveway or anything, and there's a duplex next to my house. And once that duplex gets rented, they've got the lines all yellow in front of the duplex, so they're going to have no choice but to park pretty much right in front of my house.
And you know there's a fee.
Yes.
$100 fee, and then.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine with the fee.
Annual fee, right. Okay. Well, I make a motion to approve the resident-only parking sign at 207 South 8th Street, pending payment of the fee.
Okay. Who do I give the money to for the?
Clerk Treasurer's office.
treasurer's office.
And then again, the street department have to do the locates.
Okay.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you.
Next is Second Street curb cut at 2816 North 6th Street, which is basically Huck's, the backside of Huck.
Right. I'm just going to disclose that I'm on a contract with Martin Bailey for site design and drainage design for Jim Whetstone and his corporation for Huck's, and he's here to make the request.
Okay.
Jim Whetstone with Martin Bailey, Huck Stores. We purchased the property there behind our 6th Street store, got it to re-subdivision there, and what we was looking at, we'll be putting in some additional pumps and canopy back there, and we're looking, John drew up, do you have a copy of our proposed plat there? An exit out on 2nd Street. We'd be entering in off of Executive Boulevard, and then there would be an entrance back there that we'd like to have on 2nd Street for the trucks to be able to exit.
That's good with as far as the cities.
Proposed drive will be NDOT standard, which is basically what we have for standards. The drive off of Executive Boulevard replacement, already one there. Place it. Drive off of what's called Battery Way. It's private property. It's not a city. So request is just for off of Second.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to approve the curb cut off 2nd Street, address being 2816 North 6th Street.
Okay, all second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Next is Wiggins Brannick Pavilion Rental for June 2nd, 2018, and he sent a letter. I assume Paula has everything that.
No, that's the next one.
We'll disapprove it.
Subject to insurance. Okay. I make a motion to approve the Wiggins Brannick wedding request for the pavilion Saturday, June the 2nd.
They all second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is Riverfront Pavilion Rental, July 22nd. Josh Johnson.
Yeah, we're just wanting to rent the pavilion on the 22nd, fundraiser for a movie that we're going to be making.
The only thing we're waiting on is insurance?
Yes. Yep. I talked to Rick Leonard Wednesday. He's supposed to get back to me. So $1 million liability, right?
Right.
Right. Show him 5 to 11. Is that correct?
We were hoping 7 to. We're trying to keep it under the 6-hour time limit. But there was a break.
Okay. So 7 to 12.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a big deal. I mean, we can keep it.
5 to 11 was original still.
So. We were just trying to keep it under the 6 hours because it's a little cheap.
5 to 11. Okay. So I make a motion to approve the rental of the Riverfront Pavilion on Saturday, July the 22nd from 7 to 11 or 5 to 11.
All second. All in favor?
All right. That's pending insurance.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yep. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Next is alley closing and temporary fencing for the Vincent's City School Consultant.
Hello. I am here to ask tonight for an alley closing between Thursday Church and the Oliphant Building. With the relocation plans of the VCSC, we'll be using Thursday Church for one of our temporary locations for the safety of the students. We ask for the alley to be closed. This will be a 3-year closing because we'll be using that building for the next 3 years while we have kids there. It'll just make things a little bit safer. Students will be coming in that back door where the alley is located. They'll be leaving through the back door, and they'll also have access to the lot through that back door. The nice thing about this is there's already an agreement in place between Thursday Church and Karen Trotter, who owns the building there. What Thursday Church will do is they'll put up some flower pots at the back of Oliphant Building, and then she'll be able to use the alley basically as parking then for her Echo Wireless vehicles. So then those will pull those off of Main Street as well. So it's nice to have kind of an agreement between the two building owners before we go forward, but we wanted to make that kind of official. The second thing that we ask is approval to go forward with temporary fencing in the Gimbel Bond lot. We're going to be flexible with this because we know that the events are held there and things are being done. So obviously it'll just be communication between us and the city as we go forward. But we just wanted to make sure that we get the okay as we progress with this, you know, with a month before school out. We do have fourth and fifth graders that are going to be there. They're not like the little ones that have the tendency to kind of roam. But just for safety of the students and safety of the people that are downtown, to have a fence or temporary fencing up while the students are out there would be very good for us.
And it would be like where it could be removed if
they're yes,
the
yes.
weekend.
Yeah, especially,
as well
I mean,
as the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the big events that we have, we want to be sure that we're flexible to be able to take those things down and move those when we need to have those open. So we want it to be something where it's easy to put up, easy to remove.
Yeah. What about signage? Are we for the entrance to the alley?
Need the signage. Are you not putting a barricade across other than she'll be parking there? So.
Yeah, I mean, the vehicles will be there parked there, and then there'll be a barricade at the back where the building ends. And if you see where the dumpster's at,
mm-hmm.
All right, there'll be a barricade going in. So, like, you'll be able to see that there's no through to get there. There'll also be cones that'll be put up because you'll need to be able to get access in there for the trash trucks to be able to empty the trucks.
Right, but Greg had said something about the buses are going to have to exit.
The buses are going to come in. There's an agreement with Old National. They'll be coming in through Old National's parking lot. They'll be dropping off right there where the alley's at. The kids will walk into that spot, but that spot will be blocked off. So the kids are going to be walking to a spot where there's going to be no traffic, nothing, into the alley, into that back entrance to Thursday Church. Then they'll go up to the third floor where we have the four renovated rooms.
But when the buses leave...
Same thing.
If that alley's two ways right now, but getting buses out...
Well, the buses aren't going through the alley.
Well, the alley goes all the way through to Broadway, I guess.
The buses are going to be using that back part of the Old National parking lot.
Right.
And then they'll just curve it out right that section right before you would go into where the tellers are at Old National.
Right.
So there's going to be nobody going in and out of the alley. The drop-off will be right there. And then they'll just go right out onto what street is that? Can't think off the top of my head.
Bus run. That's what we were talking about. When the buses come out of there, if you've got cars going in when buses are coming out, they were going to make that, put signage up to make that exit only.
Coming out that way. I mean, that's something simple that we can get done.
Okay. Well, I'll make a motion to approve the request for the closing of the alley between Thursday Church and Tower Bridge.
Okay, I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Miscellaneous, the only thing I have is an agreement with SDG, the Strategic Development Group. They are working with us on the seller. Got kind of a verbal agreement with them. Had to be started. We had to start this a couple weeks ago once we were picked. So it is formalized this week. Sign it.
Make a motion to approve the agreement between the city and the Strategic Development Group. Capped at budget amount of $9,000.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anything else? We will adjourn.
So moved.
And then I think there's a public hearing at 5:30 for...